You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Now, when we look at the advices of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in terms of his exhortations, his encouragements towards offering salah in congregation, that the salah in the jama'ah, in the masjid, be established, and for you as a mother or sister to establish that your son or your brother become regular in the masjid, for you as a male to understand your responsibility in this regard. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sarrahu an yalqa Allah ghadan musliman falyuhafidh ala ha'ulai salawat haythu yunada bihinna." He who it pleases that he should meet Allah tomorrow as a Muslim, meaning on the day of Qiyamah, that you be resurrected as a Muslim, that you die with Iman and that you be resurrected with Iman, then what should you do? فَلْيُحَافِذْ, then he should guard the salahs at the places where the call is made to salah. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى شَرَعَ لِنَبِيِّكُمْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ سُنَنَ الْهُدَى. Because Allah the Exalted has prescribed and enacted the guiding sunnah for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those sunan, those practices which spread the guidance. Wa inna hunna min sunanil huda. And salah with jama'ah is certainly from the sunanil huda. Walau annakum sallaytum fi buyutikum. And if you were to offer your salah at your homes, kama yusalli hadha al-mutakhallifu fi baytihi, like how these were lagging behind, offer the salah in their homes, لَتَرَقْتُمْ سُنَّةَ نَبِيِّكُمْ, then you will be neglecting your Prophet's sunnah. وَلَوْ تَرَقْتُمْ سُنَّةَ نَبِيِّكُمْ لَظَلَلْتُمْ, and if you neglect the sunnah of your Nabi, then you will go astray. وَمَا مِنْ رَجُلٍ يَتَطَّهَرُ فَيُحْسِنُ الطُّهُورِ ثُمَّ يَعْمِدُ إِلَى مَسْجِدٍ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْمَسَاجِدِ. And no person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, no, for every person who purifies himself and does it well, and then heads out to the masjid, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِكُلِّ خَطْوَةٍ يَخْطُوَهَا حَسَنَةً, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write down and record for him with every step that he takes a piety, a good deed. وَيَرَفَعُ بِهَا دَرَجَةً, and Allah will elevate with every step his rank. وَيَحُطُّ عَنْهُ بِهَا سَيِّئَةً, and Allah will wipe out with every step an evil deed. وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُنَا, and then the Sahabi Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that I witnessed a time, وَمَا يَتَخَلَّفُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا مُنَافِقٌ مَعْلُومُ النِّفَاقِ, that none would lag behind from the masjid, the Jamaat Salah, except such a person whose hypocrisy was known to everyone. وَلَقَدْ كَانَ الرَّجُلُ يُؤْتَى بِهَا يُهَادَى بَيْنَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ حَتَّى يُقَامَ فِي الصَّفِّ. Indeed, a man would be brought to salah, supported by two men, till he stood in a row. Meaning that if a person could walk or could not walk, that wasn't a sufficient excuse for him not coming to the masjid for the salah. He would be brought with the support of people. Inna Allah tabaraka ta'ala la ya'ajabu min as-salati fil jama'ah. Allah is greatly pleased with salah in jama'ah. And then there's also a very, very stern warning in which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke in a very, very stern manner, where he said that those who stay away from the salah, they are in a very difficult condition. Al-jafa'u kull al-jafa'u. It is cruelty, total cruelty, wal-kufru wal-nifaq, hypocrisy. If someone hears the azan and he doesn't respond it with his action, he doesn't respond to it with his action. Inna adkhala salatin al-munafiqin, salatul isha wa salatul fajr. Surely the most burdensome of salahs on the hypocrites are the salah of fajr and isha. Walau ya'lamuna ma fihima la'atawuhuma walau habwan. If they knew the merit of it, they would have come for it, even if it is crawling on their buttocks. And then Nabi Salasim uttered a very, very stern warning. And he said, وَلَقَدْ هَمَمْتُ أَنْ آمُرَ بِالصَّلَاةِ فَتُقَامَ ثُمَّ آمُرَ رَجُلًا فَيُصَلِّ بِالنَّاسِ ثُمَّ أَنْتَلِقُ مَعِي بِرِجَالٍ مَعَهُمْ حُزَمٌ مِنْ حَطَبٍ إِلَى قَوْمٍ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الصَّلَاةِ فَأُهْرِقُ عَلَيْهِمْ بُيُوتَهُمْ مِنْ نَارٍ. Nabi Salasim said, I intended to command that the salah be established, and then commanded a man to lead the salah. And then I would go around with some men carrying firewood to burn down the homes of those who do not present themselves for salah. I would burn down their homes. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so kind and would not let people suffer in the least, yet he was angry at those who offered salah in their home rather than offering salah in the masjid, leave alone those who abandon the salah. May Allah give us the ability to be constant in salah with jama'ah.